Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord. I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. Amen. We praise God that we are together again this morning. Hallelujah. As his word says, if two or more are gathered together in his name, there, here we are, or here he is in the midst. Amen. So we praise God that he's in the midst because it's two or more gathered together in his name. Amen. Well, welcome everyone to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. Hallelujah. Pastor Mom is here. She's going to open us up in a word of prayer after she greets us this morning. Good morning, Pastor Mom.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. I'm glad to see everybody this morning.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Our Father.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
On earth,
Lord,
as it is,
as it is,
in heaven,
in heaven.
Give us this day
our daily bread.
And forgive us.
And forgive us.
Our debt.
Our debt.
As we forgive our debtors.
Forgive our debtors.
And lead us.
And lead us not.
Into temptation.
But deliver us.
From evil.
From evil.
For thine
is kingdom. And
power.
Power and glory.
Forever.
Forever.
Amen. We praise the Lord for Pastor Mom, for the word that she has hidden in her heart. Hallelujah. Ready to come out at any time. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, thank you for being with us and standing by us and holding us in the hollow of thine own hand. Bless our president and give him wisdom, knowledge, and a good understanding. Bless all the people of the United States. Lead us and guide us. Bless this service in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen, amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom.
You're welcome.
Hallelujah. Let's go on now to Psalm 100. You know, when we read Psalm 100, then after we read verse 5, we're going to go through the whole Psalm 100. After we read verse 5, then we sing it a little bit. And the children did such a good job singing it on last week. Amen. Hallelujah. It's just interesting to think that Easter or Resurrection Sunday has come and gone. Wow. Praise God. We praise God. Amen. So Psalm 100, we're going to read the entire psalm. Let's read. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. Amen. So we're going to sing that verse 5. Hallelujah. For the Lord is good, his mercy everlasting, his truth endures to all generations. For the Lord is good, his mercy everlasting, and his truth endures to all generations. One more time. For the Lord is good, his mercy everlasting, his truth endures to all generations. For the Lord is good, his mercy everlasting, and his truth endures to all, and his truth, and his truth endures to all, and his truth, and his truth endures to all generations. Hallelujah. His truth endures to all generations. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And in Spanish, generations is generaciones. Amen. So to all generations and generaciones. Amen. Amen. Let's go on to Psalm 34. Verses 1 through 3. Amen. Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. We'll read that together. Let's read. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to go right into our pearls to ponder today. Amen. You know, God has given us a charge and a challenge to learn more about his name, his character, and his nature. And, you know, he's told us for this year, 2023, that, you know, so many things are going to be exposed and revealed in the things in the world. And what's the great part about it is that he's revealing himself even the more to us in this year. And so he's given us his name, his character, or his nature, one aspect of that every month. And so this month, the aspect of his name, character, and nature is terrible. Okay? He's terrible. And believe it or not, the Bible does talk about the Lord being great and terrible. Hallelujah. So we've gone over some things, even, you know, even last week for our resurrection service, we talked about him being terrible. Hallelujah. And, excuse me, we were saying how him being a terrible God is that he could do all of the things, being great and terrible, he could do all of the things that he did. And I'll just, you know, say one part of that was, you know, he went to hell for us. And he took captivity captive. And when he came out, he had the keys to death, hell, and the grave. That's a great and terrible God. Hallelujah. And he caused the grave to be swallowed up in victory. Glory to God. And so, and then on top of that, God raised him from the dead, resurrected him because he is the resurrection and the life. So he's a great and terrible God. And, you know, I'm sure you need a great and terrible God, too, working in your life. When there's things that's dead that need to be resurrected, when it looks like the enemy got the key to everything going on in your life and messing with you, hallelujah, or trying to mess with you or me, we need a great and terrible God working and moving on our behalf. Hallelujah. So here's a scripture this morning, Deuteronomy 10 and 17, and it says, "For the Lord your God is God of gods, and Lord of lords, a great God, a mighty and a terrible, which regardeth not persons, nor takes reward." Hallelujah. That's what we're talking about, a great and terrible God. Hallelujah. And we need him to be just who he is. Hallelujah. Sometimes we may not understand what he's doing, why he's doing it, how he's doing it, but we still love him and we still trust him to do what he's doing. And as we go into Job today, we're going to talk a little bit more about that. He's a terrible guy. We may not understand him all the time, but he still is. And we love him just the way he is. Amen. 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 And so let's hear this song again. There's not too many songs that talk about God being great and terrible. We're just going to enjoy this one by Jimmy D. Thomas. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And that's our pearls to ponder for today. Just keep pondering on him as being the great and terrible God. Hallelujah. Sometimes we need him to be able to go into a situation and tear it all down, even in us. Amen. Be terrible enough to tear it all down because we know that he can put it back together again the right way. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go on to our declarations. Glory to God. We're going to declare and decree some things today because we need some things to be established and we need some things to stand forever. There's a lot that's going on right now where things are just changing. What we knew and what we know to be wrong, flat out wrong, people are calling it right now. And I'm thinking about, you know, even killing babies and all of this abortion thing that's going on right now. People are fighting to kill babies, but it's called something else. It's called the right to reproduce. I'm going somewhere else that I didn't think I was going this morning, but my heart was just touched on that. And so we need to declare some things in the atmosphere, hallelujah, for us, for our family, for this world. Amen. Job 22 and 28 says, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. Isaiah 40 and verse 8 says, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Amen. So as we declare and decree today, we can know with a blessed assurance, if this is the word of God and it's going to stand, and even though it may look like something is standing in the way of the word of God shall stand forever. Hallelujah. So we keep standing on his word, and that's going to stand forever. So repeat this declaration after me. You know we're always fully engaged. We're engaging not only our sound, the sound that's coming out of our mouth, but we're engaging our faith along with this as well. Hallelujah. Because we want to see these things manifest completely in our lives. So repeat after me. No weapon,
no weapon
formed against me,
shall prosper.
This is the heritage,
this is the heritage
of the Lord.
Of the Lord.
Whatever I do,
will prosper.
For I
am
like a tree,
like a tree
that's planted by the stream, of water. Amen. That's from Isaiah 54 and verse 17. And Psalm 1 in verse 3. Continue to repeat. Christ has redeemed me, from the curse of the law.
Therefore
I forbid any sickness or disease
to come
upon my body. Every disease, germs,
allergy,
allergic reaction, and every virus that touches my body dies instantly in the name of Jesus. Every organ, every tissue of my body functions in the perfection that God created it to function. And I forbid any malfunction
in
my body in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom. Galatians 3 in verse 13, Romans 8:11, Genesis 1:31 and Matthew 16:19. Hallelujah. And I just say, I pray that I declare and decree it with you, hallelujah, over myself as well in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, because so many things be trying to happen. You know, seasons are changing, and the pollen in the air, all of that kind of stuff, this covers it, hallelujah. And not only are you saying it by yourself and I'm saying it by myself, we're saying this together. Because two or more gathered together, amen, in his name. One will put 1,000 to flight. Two will put 10,000 to flight. Three will put 100,000 to flight. Four will put 1,000,000 to flight. And it's more than four of us here today. Glory to God. So we're joining in faith, believing if there's any malfunction in your body right now, that thing got to straighten up and function right. In the name of Jesus. And I declare and decree that over myself too. Hallelujah. Because when seasons try to change, things start trying to pop up on me, you know, like hives and stuff like that. And I'm like, no, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm just like, oh, I just get excited. Great, great God, wonderful God, holy God. Hallelujah. Continue to repeat after me. Amen. The Spirit of Truth, comes to me.
Comes to me.
Teaches me.
Teaches me.
All things.
All things.
And he guides me.
He guides me.
Into all truth.
Into all truth.
Therefore.
Therefore.
I confess.
I confess.
I have perfect knowledge. Of every situation.
Of every situation.
And every circumstance.
And every circumstance.
That I come up against.
That I come up against.
For I ask.
For I ask.
For the wisdom of God.
God.
Hallelujah. And that's from John 16 and verse 13 and James 1 and verse 5. And I tell you, that declaration, I see it come to pass. I've seen it come to pass. There are things that we're trying to get accomplished here for Pastor Mom to be able to have the certain equipment that she may need and or people to come over to do therapy and stuff like that. And, you know, one has to know the words to say. Amen. You have to know the words to say. The difference between getting it and not getting it could be two sentences. And so you guys know, I know I've shared a while back about we wanted to get her, you know, a certain piece of equipment. And we tried, they denied us. And the difference was two sentences. Someone told us what those sentences were, praise God. Those two sentences went in and the equipment was released by the insurance company. So the words that we need to say, the things that we need to do, we've declared it already, that the Lord will give us that spirit so that we know and that he guides us right into what we need to say at just the right time. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's go into some praise and worship this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. I love the way God does things. I love the way that he does it. He's awesome in all his ways. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. To be your name, Lord. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. There's a song I had in my mind. I couldn't think of the name of it, so I was looking for it. And it's Waymaker. Miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. Hallelujah.
worship you. You are here working in this place. I worship you. I worship you. You are here moving in our midst. I worship you. I worship you. You are here working in this place. I worship you. I worship you.
Hallelujah. 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 Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. That is who you are. And you never stop. You never stop working. You never stop. You never stop working. Hallelujah. Amen. He never stops working on our behalf. Hallelujah. He's with us, never leaving us, never for he is our promise keeper. Hallelujah. I don't know about you. I needed to hear that this morning. It blessed me so much this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I could just perceive some of y'all was just singing it right from your belly this morning. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Let's go into our prayer for finances. Amen. Amen. Everybody needs their finances to flow properly. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So repeat this prayer after me. Lord,
I commit
my finances to you. Be in charge of them.
Use them for
your purpose.
Help me to remember
that all I have
belongs to you.
And to be grateful for it.
May I always
be paid well for the work I do. And may my money not be stolen, lost, devoured, destroyed, or wasted.
Multiply it.
So what I have and what I make
will go a long way.
I pray that I will not be anxious about finances, but will seek
your kingdom first, knowing that as I do, I will have all I need.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. And then continue to repeat this little part as well. As I sow
my blessing seed,
I remember that it's harvest time.
Amen.
So what you sow, you're going to get it back.
Yes.
Amen. Exceeding abundantly above all you could ever ask, think, or even imagine. Amen. And there's three ways that you can give to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. I really want to say four ways. Amen. One way is through our Cash App. And the Cash App is $ESLCCC. Amen. Cash App, $ESLCCC. We also have Zelle. Zelle is becoming more and more popular these days. I kind of like Zelle myself. Our Zelle is 973-951-9921. So our Zelle number is 973-951-9921. You may also give at the door. If you're in the Heritage House, we're at 2E. And you can mail your check, make your check or money order payable to ESLCCC. And the address is 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. Amen. Amen. Now, and let's go ahead and pray. I was trying to think of, it's like something happened today, not this week. It was finances, and it kind of came to my mind. that seems that the Lord uses me as a distribution center where people will send money to me to send to other people. And it hasn't just happened once or twice. It happens almost on a continual basis. This week, it was more money that came through my account to make sure that I gave to other people. And so, one was, our speaker on this past Thursday night, he's going to be on all Thursdays. The money came through me to give to them. And of course, I let them know that it came from them. I just finished this wonderful process. I may talk a little bit about it today or maybe later, but it was a 40-day process to learn how to eat better. And the Lord laid on my heart to ask the ladies in our group if they wanted to give to our leaders. And so they all said, yeah. They were so excited to do it. And so they all sent the money to me, and then I sent the money to our leaders, and then we did a presentation on it. So what I'm saying that to say that the Lord will make you a distribution center, amen, where money comes through you. It flows. Whether it looks like it's just coming to you by itself and staying with you, yeah, we get to use, God gives us enough to take care of ourselves. But then he wants us to also allow it to flow. And as it flows in out, it's going to flow back in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Like water, it flows. Amen. Over our finances. Pray over us all. Father God, we just thank you today for those who are tithing and giving offerings in the name of Jesus. For the tithers, you said and offerers, you said in Malachi chapter 3, you said, try you on this, test you on this, of giving that 10%, and see, won't you open the windows of heaven and pour out blessings that will be too much to receive. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we just thank you, Lord God, for those tithers. And then with the tithers, what you said was this, that you would rebuke the devourer for our sake. Amen. That our money will not be lost. It won't be stolen, devoured, destroyed, or wasted. And you multiply it. In the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord God. Thank you for it so much. And then we thank you, Lord, for the giver. In Luke 6:38, give and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto your bosom. Hallelujah. Amen. And so we thank God for that right now. Hallelujah, that you'll have money coming. And the way I look at the tithes, that's the vertical blessings where God's giving you those blessings like rain coming down. And the offering is like horizontal blessings. Men are on here, on the earth, are given unto your bosoms. Glory to God. And then we always stand on Deuteronomy 1:10-11. That says he'll make us a thousandfold more than we are right now and bless us as he has promised us. And so, Lord God, we just thank you right now in the name of Jesus. And we see you doing exceeding abundantly above all that we can ask, think, or even imagine. And we give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor for it. In Jesus' name, and we all say amen and amen. Loving you, Pastor Mom. Are you all in it this morning? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So let's hear another song and go into some praise and worship before we go into the Word of God today. Well, we're in the book of Job. We're going to be here for a minute. It's going to be more than a minute. our chapters today, we're going to focus on chapters 7, 8, and 9. On today, we're talking about how God is revealing himself. And I'm going to need some readers. So even as we worship right now, if you are available to read, press your number one key. If you are available to read, press your number one key. I'll say it again for those who are multitasking. If you are available to read today, press your number one key. Amen. And I hope the number one key works. Glory to God. I don't see any number one keys yet, so I'll say it one more time. If you are available to read, please press your number one key. Amen. Let's listen and also praise and worship on this song, Hallelujah, Salvation and Glory. Amen.
Hallelujah, salvation and glory, honor and power unto the Lord our God. For the Lord our God is mighty. Yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent. The Lord our God, he is one. Therefore, come on everybody, to the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Salvation and glory.
Salvation and glory.
I dare you to sing it.
Honor and power.
Unto the Lord our God. I don't care what everybody else says. The Lord our God is mighty. Yes, the Lord our God is omnipotent. The Lord our God, he's wonderful. Yes, he is. Put it in your spirit. Let's release it in the atmosphere. Everybody, to Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Salvation and glory. Honor and power, everybody. Unto the Lord our God. That's it. Make it a song for your heart to sing. For the Lord our God. Yes, the Lord our God.
The Lord our God.
He is wonderful. Where the altos? Come on, Alto. All praises to the King of Kings. Yes. And the Lord our God. That is wonderful. We're the soprano singers. Come on, just sing to the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, with a voice of victory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Salvation and glory.
Salvation and glory.
Honor and power.
Honor and power.
He is wonderful.
He is wonderful.
Everybody, everybody, come on, come on, tonight.
Hallelujah.
Make it glorious, make it glorious.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Shout to the Lord tonight. Shout to the Lord tonight. Shout to the Lord tonight.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Salvation and glory, wisdom and power be to the Lord our God. Amen. Just had to sing that a little bit. Amen. That's good. Hey, Minister Joy, you know, I always think about you when I hear that song. Amen. I remember this was the New Hope Outreach Center church in California, Pastor Price's church that was in Los Angeles. They used to sing that song. I just loved it. You know, they had a choir, and they would sing that song, and I really loved it. And that's when I first heard it. So whenever I hear it again, that's what I think about. So praise God. Amen. Thank you, Minister Rachel, for pressing your number one key. And you can get ready to read. I'm going to tell you some things and some scriptures in advance. And then we'll get into the word. Amen. I tell you what. I won't give you a lot, but I'll give you John chapter 14. John chapter 14. Minister Rachel and family, John chapter 14, verses 2 and 3, and then verses 6 of John chapter 14. Okay, John chapter 14, verses 2 and 3, and also verse 6. That's John chapter 14. And then while you're still in John, John chapter 17, verses 1 through 5. Okay, Minister Rachel, that's John chapter 17. Verses 1 through 5, so you guys can be ready when I get there, okay? You're in two things, John chapter 14, verses 2 and 3, and verse 6. John chapter 14, verses 2 and 3, and then verse 6. John chapter 17, verses 1 through 5. Amen. Okay, I see another John. I'm going to keep you in John where I have John at. John 3 and verse 5. 3 and verse 5. And John 3:16. John 3, verse 5, and John 3:16. Hopefully you got that. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. So let's go into the word. Father God, we just bless you. We thank you, Lord God, and we honor you. You are the Holy One. You are the glorious one. Hallelujah. You're the true and living one. From everlasting to everlasting, you and you alone, O Lord. We thank you, Lord, for touching all of us today. Lord God, open the eyes of our understanding so that we know, recognize, and realize what is your good and perfect will, that we can see you in the midst of any situation, any circumstance, that our eyes are open to see you, to look for the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, no matter what it looks like, no matter what it seems like, no matter what it feels like. We continue to look for you, for you and for your goodness in the land of the living. And we just thank you for that right now, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. So last year, September the 18th in 2022, the Lord had me going on the Job trail. Amen. And looking at Job. And basically what he said was to look at Job from a different perspective. Not so much the suffering of Job. Yes, he suffered. And, you know, all that he went through with the all of his property being lost, his children being lost, his livestock, all of that, his wealth, you know, and his children, as I just, all being gone in one day. That was a lot for someone to go through. But what, how the Lord wanted us to look at this is to look at it from the eyes, from eyes that said, I'm going to look for the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Amen. And that's from Psalm 27. I would have fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Hallelujah. And as Christians, we have to believe to see. We can't see it first. You know, I live in Missouri, and they call it the show me state. Show me. But in the Lord, we have to believe to see. We believe first, and then, and that belief is faith. Hallelujah. We believe it by faith, and then we will see. And so we're looking at the book of Job and looking to see the Lord and looking to see how he's revealing himself to us through the book of Job, and even how he revealed himself to Job at times. But many of the times when he revealed himself, it wasn't until long after Job was gone. But we still see a glimpse of what he ended up saying, you know, maybe in other parts of the Bible and even into the New Testament. So we began to look, and we looked at how the Lord was revealing himself, and how he revealed himself as a perfecter. And then we looked at how he revealed himself as the potter, the perfect and potter, hallelujah, a perfecter. Excuse me, and potter. Hallelujah. So in this iteration that we continue on, now we're looking at how God reveals himself through every chapter in Job. So we're going to walk through these chapters in Job. We're not going to go every line through all of them, but mainly we're going to listen to the book of Job. And a little bit at a time, you know, like eating chocolate. We're going to listen a little bit at a time and, you know, and just have our hearts open to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, you know, and to see how the Lord is revealing himself. And with this, where we are right now, 7:7, 8, and 9, and some more even after that. But Job asks questions, and he makes statements during this time. So have your ears perked to listen to that. And the answers to his questions and those statements that he says are answers, and God is using even his statements to reveal himself. Amen. Through what Job is saying. So you have your Bibles out. You can go, or, you know, whether you're online with the word, you can go to Job 7, 8, and 9. And we're going to listen to it. Hallelujah. So listen and read along with it. And as I said before, this comes from Pastor Helen Price's YouTube page. I think it's under Helen McCoy Price YouTube page, where she has reading through the Bible in a year. And this is where we're getting this from. It is the dramatized Bible. So most of it, you'll hear, you know, music in the background. You'll hear someone acting it out. And so that's where we are today. Job 7, 8, and 9.
Job chapter 7.
Is there not an appointed time to man upon earth? Are not his days also like the days of an hireling? As a servant earnestly desireth the shadow, and as an hireling looketh for the reward of his work, so am I made to possess months of vanity, and wearisome nights are appointed to me. When I lie down, I say, when shall I arise and the night be gone? And I am full of tossings to and fro unto the dawning of the day. My flesh is clothed with worms and clods of dust. My skin is broken and become loathsome. My days are swifter than a weaver's shuttle and are spent without hope. Oh, remember that my life is wind. Mine eye shall no more see good. The eye of him that hath seen me shall see me no more. Thine eyes are upon me, and I am not. As the cloud is consumed and vanisheth away, so he that goeth down to the grave shall come up no more. He shall return no more to his house, neither shall his place know him any more. Therefore I will not refrain my mouth. I will speak in the anguish of my spirit. I will complain in the bitterness of my soul. Am I a sea or a whale that thou settest a watch over me? When I say, my bed shall comfort me, my couch shall ease my complaint, then thou scarest me with dreams and terrifiest me through visions, so that my soul chooseth strangling and death rather than my life. I loathe it. I would not live alway. Let me alone, for my days are vanity. What is man that thou shouldest magnify him, and that thou shouldest set thine heart upon him, and that thou shouldest visit him every morning and try him every moment?
How long wilt thou not depart from me, nor let me alone till I swallow down my spittle? I have sinned. What shall I do unto thee, O thou preserver of men? Why hast thou set me as a mark against thee, so that I am a burden to myself? And why dost thou not pardon my transgression, and take away mine iniquity? For now shall I sleep in the dust, and thou shalt seek me in the morning, but I shall not be. Job Chapter 8. Then answered Bildad the Shuhite, and said,
How long wilt thou speak these things? And how long shall the words of thy mouth be like a strong wind? Doth God pervert judgment, or doth the Almighty pervert justice? If thy children have sinned against him, and he have cast them away for their transgression, if thou wouldest seek unto God betimes, and make thy supplication to the Almighty. If thou wert pure and upright, surely now he would awake for thee, and make the habitation of thy righteousness prosperous. Though thy beginning was small, yet thy latter end should greatly increase. For inquire, I pray thee, of the former age, and prepare thyself to the search of their fathers. For we are but of yesterday, and know nothing, because our days upon earth are a shadow. Shall not they teach thee, and tell thee, and utter words out of their heart? Can the rush grow up without mire? Can the flag grow without water? Whilst it is yet in his greenness, and not cut down, it withereth before any other herb. So are the paths of all that forget God, and the hypocrite's hope shall perish, whose hope shall be cut off, and whose trust shall be a spider's web. He shall lean upon his house, but it shall not stand. He shall hold it fast, but it shall not endure. He is green before the sun, and his branch shooteth forth in his garden. His roots are wrapped about the heap, and seeth the place of stones. If he destroy him from his place, then it shall deny him, saying, I have not seen thee. Behold, this is the joy of his way, and out of the earth shall others grow. Behold, God will not cast away a perfect man, neither will he help the evildoers, till he fill thy mouth with laughing and thy lips with rejoicing. They that hate thee shall be clothed with shame, and the dwelling place of the wicked shall come to naught.
Job chapter 9. Then Job answered and said,
I know it is so of a truth, but how should man be just with God? If he will contend with him, he cannot answer him one of a thousand. He is wise in heart and mighty in strength. Who hath hardened himself against him and hath prospered? Which removeth the mountains and they know not, which overturneth them in his anger, which shaketh the earth out of her place and the pillars thereof tremble, which commandeth the sun and it riseth not, and sealeth up the stars, which alone spreadeth out the heavens and treadeth upon the waves of the sea, which maketh Arcturus, Orion, and Pleiades, and the chambers of the south, which doeth great things past finding out, yea, and wonders without number. Lo, he goeth by me, and I see him not. He passeth on also, but I perceive him not. Behold, he taketh away. Who can hinder him? Who will say unto him, What doest thou? If God will not withdraw his anger, the proud helpers do stoop under him. How much less shall I answer him and choose out my words to reason with him? Whom, though I were righteous, yet would I not answer, but I would make supplication to my judge. If I had called and he had answered me, yet would I not believe that he had hearkened unto my voice. For he breaketh me with a tempest, and multiplieth my wounds without cause. He will not suffer me to take my breath, but filleth me with bitterness. If I speak of strength, lo, he is strong, and if of judgment, who shall set me a time to plead? If I justify myself, mine own mouth shall condemn me. If I say, I am perfect, it shall also prove me perverse. Though I were perfect, yet would I not know my soul. I would despise my life. This is one thing, therefore I said it. He destroyeth the perfect and the wicked. If the scourge slay suddenly, he will laugh at the trial of the innocent. The earth is given into the hand of the wicked. He covereth the faces of the judges thereof. If not, where and who is he? Now my days are swifter than a post. They flee away, they see no good. They are passed away as the swift ships, as the eagle that hasteth to the prey. If I say, I will forget my complaint, I will leave off my heaviness and comfort myself, I am afraid of all my sorrows. I know that thou wilt not hold me innocent. If I be wicked, why then labor I in vain? If I wash myself with snow water and make my hands never so clean, yet shalt thou plunge me in the ditch, and mine own clothes shall abhor me. He is not a man as I am, that I should answer him, and we should come together in judgment. Neither is there any day's man betwixt us that might lay his hand upon us both. Let him take his rod away from me, and let not his fear terrify me. Then would I speak and not fear him. But it is not so with me.
Amen. Hallelujah. We thank the Lord for his word. Job chapter 7, 8, and 9. Hallelujah. So I think it's just really great when you can hear the Bible like that. You know, I was talking about Pastor Price's YouTube page where we have been listening to the Bible and we're reading through the Bible in a year. We've been doing this now, I think she did this about 6 years ago, and it's just become a part of my life now where we have like a schedule of how much we listen to every day, and that's basically how I start my day off is hearing the Word of God, and it's been a wonderful time during that, doing that. Okay, so let's go on into the Word. Now this is Job, and we know he's doing some suffering right now. We know, you know, what he's going through. And so in chapter 7, he speaks to his friend, and he talks about how he's suffering. And like it's pointless, discouraging, and he's like a servant or a hired person, and he has, you know, no hope or of reward at all, and that he's weary. And, you know, sometimes we go through things like that. Excuse me. And then he says that his days are going so fast. Then he talks about God. And he said he wished God would just leave him alone. You know, he goes to sleep at night or tries to go to sleep at night. And he's having some problems, like insomnia. That's what it sounds like. And then, you know, we have to realize that at this point, Job has what he believes to be an incurable disease with no hope. Like I said before, he's suffering from insomnia. He's in pain, anguish. He's really saying that he wants to die. And that's just a little suicidal thing, but he never does that. Thank you, Jesus. And then nobody has pity on him. His friend, we'll talk about him in a minute, there's no pity on him. And he does, you know, basically admits that he's a sinner and he's being punished too much. In verse 5, he really describes his ailment. In chapter 7 and verse 5, he really describes, you know, what he's going through. And I mean, that does not look very pretty at all. And he's talking about his flesh is clothed with worms and clods of dust. His skin is broken and has become loathsome. So, I mean, he has some serious things going on. And so in a great way, we can understand why he's talking the way he's talking, because this is not just something that is something that's just going on to somebody else and he's looking at it. This is not just a little thing, but he's going through some real serious things in real time. And when he says his flesh is clothed with worms, he's talking about worms for real coming out of his flesh. So with clods of dust, and his skin is broken, you know, so he's got some serious stuff going on with him. And I think it's important to understand that when we hear what comes out of his mouth. Now, this is the interesting part. And I'll tell you, this is something that's really been on my heart for years as I've read through the book of Job. There were some things that he said that, like I said, he asked questions and he makes statements. And then we find out later on in the Word, by the Spirit of God, by God, and his character and his nature, his name, that it's answered. His questions are answered, and God is revealed. You know, in my sanctified imagination, what I believe is that the Lord needed some things to be said in the atmosphere so that he could take care of them. They needed to be said out of somebody's mouth. And so when Job said these things, they could be manifested, even if it was a question. So, okay, let's look at verse 10. Verse 10 says, Job is saying, you know, when he's in the middle of his complaint and talking about things that's going on, he makes this statement, and he says, in verse 10, he says, he shall return no more to his house, neither shall his place know him any more. And so this is what, okay, I'm opening up your line, Minister Rachel. John 14, verses 2 and 3. This is Jesus talking about a house, about his Father's house. Minister Rachel and family, you ready?
Yes, I had to take the off mute. You said John chapter 14.
Okay. John 14, verses Amber, 2 and 3.
Okay, read John 14, verse 2 and 3, Gabrielle. Come here, Princess. In my father. No. Oh, you wanted to read that one? Okay, just read. I'm going to read this one. Oh, Marcus, read this one. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Father God. John 14, right here, verse 2 through 3.
Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also.
Thank you. That was Marcus?
Yes.
Okay, good reading. Thank you. And so in this verse, Job said that he shall never return to his house. And Jesus said, that's fine. I got a house for you. Amen. My Father's house, and it has many mansions. And if it were not so, I wouldn't have told you. I'm going to prepare a place for you. So there's a place where you will go when you die, and that place will be my Father's house. And I'm going there and prepared for you so that where I am, there you may be also. Amen. And that's answered for us. We have a place to go. And then in Job, chapter 7 and verse 16, he says this. He says, I loathe it. I would not live always. Let me alone, for my days are but vanity. And he's saying here that he doesn't even believe that he's going to live, you know, forever. And so read that for us, John 14 and verse 6.
John 14, verse 6. Come here, Amber.
Can you get the next person that's going to read John 17 for us?
Okay. John 17, verses what again?
Verses 1 through 5.
Oh, verses
1
through 5.
Right now I want John 14 and
verse 6. Okay. Come here, Princess. This is Amber and me.
Okay.
Amber, right here. Right here, Amber. Okay. It says, Jesus says,
look,
Jesus,
Jesus says
unto him,
unto him,
I am the way,
the truth,
and the life.
And the life.
No man cometh unto the, unto the Father.
Cometh
unto the Father. Right here. But by me.
But by me.
Thank you. Thank you, Minister Rachel and Amber. Amen. So he doesn't even know that he's going to live forever or that he's going to live always. But here is Jesus saying, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by me. And that's how we have eternal life. Okay, and then in verse 17 of Job 7, it says, what is man that you should exalt him, that you should set your heart on him? And here's our answer, John 17, verses 1 through 5. Minister Rachel?
Gabrielle's going to read it.
These words said Jesus, and lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said, Father, the hour is come. Glorify thy Son, that thy Son also may glorify thee, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. I have glorified thee on earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was.
Amen. Good reading, Gabrielle. Thank you so much. Thank you. Amen.
We love you all. God bless.
God bless.
My turn.
Thank you.
Love you all. Thank you so much.
And may God strengthen Pastor Mom and everyone on the line. In Jesus' name, amen.
I promise to be on every podcast if I can.
I didn't hear the last thing.
I promise to read on every broadcast if I can.
Lord willing.
Lord willing.
Okay. Hello. Excuse me, you all. I had put my phone on mute, and I'm just talking. Lord Jesus. I said a lot. During that time, let me see if I can go back and catch up with myself here. I think what I was saying that you didn't hear, and thank you, Pastor Price, for calling me, because I would not have known unless you called me and let me know, because I wasn't checking my text or anything. And I see the text there, but I didn't. Okay. Anyway, thank you, Jesus. Okay. I was at verse 21 in chapter 7, and Job says, why then do you not pardon my transgression and take away my iniquity? Now, Ephesians 4 in verse 32 about, and there's a lot in the Bible that talks about this. I just chose a little bit here. And it says, Ephesians 4 in verse 32 says, and be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, has forgiven you. So these are some things that, you know, Job is saying. He asked this question, why do you not pardon my transgression and take away my iniquity? And that's a question that people would ask, and they're still asking that today. You know, that same kind of thing. Why would you not pardon me? Why would you not take away my transgression, take away my iniquity? Why not? Well, God sent Jesus just to do that. Amen. To take away our sins, the power of sin from us. Hallelujah. And the punishment of sin. And so, actually, Jesus came to take on our punishment. Hallelujah. So that question was answered much later for Job, but it was answered. Okay, let's go on to chapter 8. Chapter 8 is Bildad is talking. And there are, in the way that Job is, there are three rounds of talk that go on. Each round is a different friend, quote-unquote friend of Job. So you would hear Job talking, a friend talking, and Job talking, like that. So this is the first round of it. And Bildad is talking. First is Job, then it's Bildad, and then it's Job again. So in verse 7 was Job, and now verse 8 is Bildad. So Bildad rebukes Job. He doesn't give him any pity at all. He rebukes him. And he told him, he said, now, Job, you and your children must have sinned. You know, like you know what people said to Jesus? Well, who sinned? This boy was born blind. Who sinned? Was it him or was it his parents that sinned? And so Bildad is looking at it like that, too. Job, and he tells Job, you and your children sinned. Well, Job felt like his children may have sinned, and that was that gave him fear when he was thinking about his children possibly sinning. And I just have some thoughts about Job and his children, but I know. I mean, according to what we read in the Bible, things changed when God gave Job a second set of children. And I really believe that he taught them differently, that he told them more about the Lord differently than he did the first set of children. And then the second set of children that he had, he gave his daughter's property, which was unheard of back then. But he did things differently with this second set than he did with the first. But they were not the cause. We were privileged to know what was the cause of Job's trouble, and it was not his children. And so Bildad says, you know, we were born yesterday. Like, you know, time goes so fast. And then he said, man without God withers like a tree without water. And so he's saying, you know, that's your problem. You don't have God. So you're withering right in front of us. And then he said that God will bless the blameless. So he's telling Job, you are not blameless, because if you was, you'd be getting blessed. So anyway, Bildad shows himself to be a traditionalist. He hangs on to tradition and the things of the past for his answers. And he's basically saying to Job, boy, when I was young, we were doing the same kind of things you're doing. That's where his mentality is. He's looking at, you know, things that it has happened in the past. So, and then as we go on to chapter 9, Job is expressing his frustration with God's unknowable power and majesty. You know, it's like God knows so much, but he's just frustrated because he doesn't know the things that God knows. And he's saying, you know, such a mighty God can just crush him, you know, with a tempest, and he can't be answered or he can't be questioned with or argued with. That's what Job is saying in chapter 9. And he's saying that he despises his life and he says nothing. I mean, he could just say whatever he wants to say because he don't think that God's going to say anything back to him. And he says that his life is going really fast right now and that there's no point in defending himself. Okay, so then let's look at how God reveals himself through his word as Job says something. And so in verse 2, this is 9. This is Job chapter 9 and verse 2. So we're not spending a whole lot of time on his friends because the Lord said that they didn't know what they was talking about anyway. We may say a little bit about him, but we're spending more of our time with Job here. So in verse 2, Job says, how can a man be righteous before God? And John 3 and verse 5 and John 3:16 answers that. John 3 and verse 5, Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. And then John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. So we don't know for sure how important it was that Job asked these questions, but what we do know is that they were answered, and a lot of them were of Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, verse 19 says, Job says this, if it is a matter of strength, indeed, he is strong. And if of justice, who will appoint me my day in court? Amen. And so he's talking about, you know, God being strong. Yes, he is strong. And Isaiah 41 and 10 says this, fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. And so the Lord is saying in Isaiah 41 and verse 10, I'm your strength, I'm your righteousness, I'm your justice, I'm your right standing. My right hand of righteousness brings you into right standing. Hallelujah. So when Job made that statement, later on it was answered, it was talked about. I'm your strength. I'll strengthen you. That's what the Lord, I'll uphold you. I'll make you just. I'll make you righteous. Hallelujah. And then Isaiah 48 and verse 28 through 31 says, has thou not known, has thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is he weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He gives power to the faint. And to them that have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Amen. Here's Job's answer about God being strong, about strength, about justice. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, Job 9 and verse 27 says, if I say I will forget my complaint, I will put off my sad face and wear a smile, I'm afraid of all my suffering. Is that right? Let me see. Amen. Amen. And then how God reveals himself with that? 2 Timothy 1 and verse 7. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. So even in the midst of all of this complaint and all of this fear that Job is talking about, God says, I haven't given you the spirit of fear. That's not from God, but power, love, and a sound mind. And even as we go through things, as we're just, you know, going through the things of this world and this life, we have to remember that. When the enemy tries to bring fear, when the situation and circumstances try to bring fear, God didn't give us that, but he gave us a spirit, hallelujah, hallelujah, power, love, and a sound mind. And then the last one that we have with Job is Job chapter 9 and verse 35. And it says, for he is not a man as I am that may answer him that we should go to court together. Verse 33. Nor is there any mediator between us who may lay his hand on us both. Let him take his rod away from me, and do not let dread of him find me. Then I would speak in no fear. I would speak and not fear him, but it is not so with me. And so here we are. We're looking at a mediator. He says, Job says in verse 33, is there any mediator? And he says, nor is there any mediator between us. We have a mediator. Hallelujah. And maybe he had to say that in the atmosphere for the mediator to be manifested. Our mediator is Jesus. 1 Timothy 2 and verse 5 says, for there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Job asked for a mediator, or he made the statement that there is no mediator between us. He knew a mediator was needed. Amen. And I don't think it's a coincidence that he had to say that. Hallelujah. I believe it was in the heart and the mind of God that I know it was, that Jesus would be our mediator, that would bridge the gap between God and man after the fall in the garden. And Job said it. Job said it out of the Spirit of God, and then it was manifested through the man Christ Jesus. There's other scriptures on being a mediator, Hebrews 8 and verse 6. And now have he obtained a more excellent ministry, by how much also he is the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises. So we're talking about the difference between the Old Testament and the New Testament. Amen. The difference between the law and grace. Hallelujah. And with the Lord, he's the mediator who bought a better covenant, and not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Amen. Hallelujah. So Jesus is that mediator that Job talked about, that Job didn't know anything about, but he was talking to God, hallelujah, about the mediator, and God sent a mediator. Amen, amen, amen. I hope you were blessed by the word today. Hallelujah. I hope that the Lord just touched you with this word today. We do have a mediator. There are times where we just need to talk to God. We may not understand everything that's going on, but we got to keep talking to him. We may be in pain. We may be in circumstances that are just way out of control. We still got to talk to the Lord, and that's so, so, so important. Amen and amen. Lord, we thank you for your word today. Thank you that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path in the name of Jesus. And even in that time where the line had kind of gone out and nobody could hear what I was saying, I thank you, Lord, that your word will not return unto you void, but will accomplish all that you please in the place whereto you sent it. And we give you praise and glory, Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. And so if you're listening and you stayed on through the silence and everything, and you want to receive Jesus as your Lord and as your Savior, this is your time. Hallelujah. The Lord Jesus said in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Hallelujah. So he loves us so much. And Romans 10:9 says, if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. We thank you for that, Lord God, right now. And we're going to pray a prayer together. You pray this prayer with us and just engage your faith, engage your heart into it, and you shall be saved. So repeat after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I believe. You died for me. Come into my heart.
Come into my
life. Be my Lord and be my Savior. Show me your way and help me to follow you. And now I know I'm saved.
And
I'm born again. And heaven is my home. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. You prayed that prayer for the first time. You are saved. You are born again. Welcome to the kingdom of God. Welcome, welcome, welcome to eternal life. Hallelujah. And we pray for you right now that the Lord will fill you to overflowing with his precious Holy Spirit and with power. Power to live right, power to talk right, power to walk right, power to pray in your prayer language, to read the word of God, and to understand it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And then we want to invite you to come and learn and grow with us. We are the God in the Midst Get 'em Radio family of broadcasts. And so the way that you can learn and grow with us is to call 516-418-5699. And you can listen to our broadcasts as they air and even be a part of the conversation as well. So it's 516-418-5699. This is the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. We meet every Sunday, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Pastor Mom is our senior pastor. I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. On Monday, we have our Bible teaching with Dr. Lorraine Navarro. She digs into the Word of God, and she teaches us how to dig into the Word of God. Hallelujah. Every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. And then on Tuesdays is our prayer time. We have Praying in Tongues Tuesday. Every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. Hallelujah. And we have four volunteers who pray in tongues. You may volunteer to pray in tongues. And then we have interpretation of tongues. Every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. On Wednesdays, just the second and the fourth Wednesdays, we have a broadcast. The second Wednesday, which has passed already for April, we have prophetic healing. Amen. Our healing service. The next one will be the second Wednesday in May, May the 10th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Now, on the fourth Wednesday of this month of April, and that's the 26th of April, we have our newest broadcast, Anointed Pandemic Baby. And we're talking about these babies. We're talking about these babies who are very special, and they're from ages newborn to four, and God is doing something special with them. He's highlighted them. So join us as we talk about them and as we pray for them. Amen. On Thursdays, we have our Thursday edition of Get 'Em Radio, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Hallelujah. And this month, we have Elder Durando Thompson. And what he does is he's been the president of an FM radio station for 20 years. Hallelujah. So he's sharing with us what the Lord has said to him during this time, what some of the things that he has gone through. So on this Thursday, he's going to talk about what's going on right now with his FM radio station, Christian FM radio station, and what the Lord is showing him in the future. So join us on Thursday, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Amen. Amen. As we get ready to close right now, I will open up the line, and if anyone wants to say anything, you can do that now. Welcome.
Praise God. God bless you, Pastor Mom and Apostle, and all of the precious saints that are here on the service today. That was a blessing, Apostle. I thank God for each one of you all and for Minister Rachel and her children today, even reading the word. Mom, Pastor Mom, I always love to hear you, Pastor Mom. This is Helen. Good morning, or afternoon now. But I love you, and I thank God for you. And I thank God for your participation in the service today. And Apostle, I want to thank God for the word that we did here. And I know why the enemy would try to have that, but we could not hear that word that came forth. That was such an important word. Even the last word is just like the last part of this word today. All of it, you know, would burst forth on me today. But the last part, well, it was really a couple of parts that really stood, was even when Job about when you got to 1 Timothy 1:7, that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. That when we got to that part. But then when you went over to Job and you were talking about in Job 9 about, well, is there a mediator? Is there somebody, you know, that he could be able to talk to almost like stand in the gap and hear his cause.
Yeah.
Talking to these guys who are accusing him of all kind of things, and he needed a mediator. And then you went on into those important verses on Jesus being our mediator. Jesus being our mediator. I thought about one of Claudine was one of Joe's favorite movies, Claudine. And when James Earl Jones went the lady that was Diane Carroll. When he went with Diane Carroll to the welfare office, and he was upset because he said, "Now, so you mean if I do this, then you gonna do this? If I do that, you gonna do this?" And he was just frustrated, and so he got up and he was hitting the desk, fraud, and he just hit the desk to say fraud because he needed somebody. He could, it wasn't to work because he couldn't tell nobody. I mean, he couldn't really get a good mediator to be able to understand and to work with them. And I thought about Joyce said the other day we were at a facility, a doctor's facility, and one of my children was hurting bad. And I'm telling you, when they was hurting bad, and I'm asking them, is she hurting bad? She crying because she hurting so bad. And yet, they wouldn't just even see it. And I said, "This, Lord, have mercy." I said, Lord. I went to Joyce and said, Mama, I was at the front of the place. I could hear you back. I could hear you saying, Lord, help us. Lord, have mercy. And I was coming out, and because they were just, it was like their faces were hard. They knew they could see her, but she said, if we see her, you're just going to be wasting your money. The lady told us. Suck for Jesus.
Wow.
Help us, Lord. I'm calling on him as a mediator. And I'm walking out. It was like a block. When she would come from the back where they went to the front. But I was walking through, and all the way through, I could see people here turn. I didn't care. I was just saying, Lord, call it on the one who I knew could do something. And when we got out of there, I said, now, we walked on out, but I said, Lord, show us where to go. Sure. And God gave us the perfect place to go that would take my child to come in to be able to help her out in that situation. So I was praising God for that. It might sound like, but it just ministered to me. In fact, when you gave, I went back through just putting these together. I need to do this every day to look at him as the mediator. And there's situations that come up where we know we have favor with God. We know we have favor with God. He'll give us favor with man. But sometimes it looks like in the natural, it looks like we come up against a brick wall as Job was doing. It looks like Job said, oh, right. I need somebody, like you said, that was a divine setup, even for us today to know that we do have a mediator. So I'm sorry, I got excited, and I praise God. So God bless you. So know today that ever, I believe in my spirit, as you know, all things work together for good. And so I thank God for you. So I'm going to go back on this. But God bless you. Love you all. God bless you.
Amen. Love you too. And once again, thank you for letting me know, because I still would have been talking. I see you, Sister Beatrice. Good to see you on a Sunday over here. Thank you. Thank you for calling in. Praise God. Anyone else that you want to say anything?
Oh, you're welcome. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, you can hear me?
I can hear you now.
Oh, praise God. Yeah, I was texting Helen to see Pastor Helen to see whether or not they had gotten the tickets for the CC Whining, because I know how much she loves CC Whining. And she was telling me that she won this morning. I say if I could make a miracle happen, because I really, really want her to see CC Whining. So she had told me that she was on this morning, but I'm telling you, you know that Joe be going through stuff. Like you said, all of us be going through stuff. I'm going through a little myself, and I was like, wow, I'm feeling like Job a little bit, but I'm a stand in faith that God gonna bring me out. You just never know. Yeah, you just never know when something gonna happen, because I was always the strong one. So this right here, what I'm going through, I know he going to bring me out. And ain't going to turn his back on me. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, so I just, likewise. Helen, call me in a little bit when we get done. Praise God, everybody. Hey, Rachel. Rachel, you're doing an amazing job with them children. Hallelujah. I'm going back on mute.
Okay. Amen. Minister Rachel, did you want to say anything as we get ready to close?
Yes. I give God all the glory. I'm just glad that he chose me when nobody else would choose me, not even my own family. But I thank God for the family that he gave me through him. And he's the reason why I'm living. And I love you all. And I thank God for all the encouragement. But to him be all the glory for everything. Because he's wonderful.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. And we are, you know, I'm godly proud of you. I know that we all are. And, you know, nobody knows all that you've gone through but God. Amen. And he's there for you. And thank you for always being on ready to help with anything. You know, we really appreciate that. Love you. Thank you for all that you do, seen and unseen. Amen. Praise God. Pastor Mom, did you want to say anything? You want to make some comments before we?
Thank you. Because I went to sleep.
Yeah, you were sleeping good, but that's okay.
So, thank you all for going through it.
Amen. And what you heard, it was okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good, good. Amen. So go ahead and close us out in prayer.
Mm-hmm.
May the Lord watch.
May the Lord watch.
Between
me.
Between me and me.
Me.
While we're absent.
While we have them.
One from another.
One from another. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Love you all. Have a blessed rest of the day. And remember, I am the church. You are the church. We are.